Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Yeah, you don't have to wear those. No, absolutely not. We are live now and we're back on air. I'm talking to Pamela Udean, and she, it's the 10th series of the TV show The Apprentice. Are you laughing? Is that the it still holds as much appeal as it did when it hit our screens a decade ago. 20 candidates competing for the chance to go into a business with Lord Alan Sugar for a £250,000 investment in their business plan. And Pamela is 24, from Waterford, and was voted out of the show two nights ago. Boo.
Hello, how are you?
Very nice to meet you.
You too.
Is it about halfway through?
Halfway through, down to the final 10.
Yeah.
Great experience, very proud. But yeah, what can you do? There can only be one winner, and unfortunately it wasn't me.
You got kicked out for a reason, though. Why? What went wrong?
Oh, you know what? I think an awful lot of things went wrong. I am to blame for some of them. The board game, you know what? The concept was good. The questions were awful.
You were tasked to come up with a board game.
Yeah.
The board game was what?
The board game was based on relationships, and it was called The Relationship Guru, which I now cringe every time I hear that name. I think what happened was, in task five, when Daniel led the task, our team kind of fell apart. And I think I tried too hard in task six to try and rebuild the team.
Yeah.
And therefore I took my eye off the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, I forgot to concentrate on the product that we were trying to come up with.
Too much personality, not enough business.
Exactly.
One of the questions in the game was, what do women like most? Is it A, shoes, B, bags, or C, running vests?
And oh God, that makes me cringe.
Yeah, well, you wrote it. So what was the problem? People were saying it was a sexist game, is that
right?
Yeah,
it was. And you know what? I think I left it up to Daniel to develop all the questions. Daniel is a pub quiz director, so I thought, you know,
natural fit.
This is his forte. This is where he's really going to be able to shine. So I gave him complete rein. I left him off. And I don't know, you know, did he develop bad questions on purpose?
Yeah.
Or was it just that that's how he rolls with his pub quiz
night?
I don't know.
He's the worst pub quiz ever. Or he just got low standards when it comes to questions.
Yeah, that could be it too.
But did you think there was sabotage afoot a little bit?
You know, it's such a competitive process. Everybody's after the same prize. Everybody's trying their hardest. There's loads of games been played.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. I think for me, I'm very straightforward and very upfront. Mm-hmm. I don't really play games. So I didn't really go in there with a tactic. I just went in there and just said, look, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
Try as best as I can. And I think maybe people kind of took advantage of that because I'm very honest and I'm very open.
Can't be honest and open in business.
I know, yeah, but that's the kind of person I am.
You're going to have to move into primary school teaching or something like that.
Oh, God, no.
That's the next alternative. You know that business when you're in the room with Alan Sugar and the two heads beside him? Is that tense or is it much more easygoing in real life?
Oh, no, it's tense. I watched The Apprentice from the age of about 14.
Right.
And, you know, as a viewer, when you watch it, you think, wow, that must be tense. It's 10 times worse.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. You know, you have Lord Sugar there, you've got Nick and Karen, you've got all these contestants there that really want this prize. They really want to win. They're hungry. They'll do anything for it.
Yeah.
It's just the atmosphere. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But you have to kind of go through it. And then when you got kicked out, you bring your little travel bag. Is that the bag sitting outside?
No, it's not.
That looks just like the bag that they...
I flew over from London last night and I had my bag going around London and Dublin as well last night. And everyone was like, is that where you've come from?
Is it funny? Because you're such an Irish mafia. You finished you got kicked out of the, you're fired. You got kicked out of the show, and then you got interviewed by Dara O'Brien.
Yeah.
On his show.
Yeah.
And then you're Irish in that show. And then you come back and you're doing this show.
I know.
You can't escape any of it.
Absolutely.
Where are you from originally, Pamela?
Originally, I was born in Hamburg in Germany.
Yeah.
And my mum is originally from Tinloch in Kilmacow.
And your father?
My father is from Pakistan.
Yeah.
So
you were brought up essentially in Kilmacow, were you?
Well, I was brought up essentially in Waterford.
Yeah.
Waterford City. Grew up there my whole life. Went to primary school there. Went to secondary school there. That's where my heart is.
Not an easy a few years growing
not
up?
Not an easy few years, no, not at all. I suppose I looked very different. I wasn't your typical Irish girl. And I had a stammer and I was dyslexic. So, yeah, it was a tough few years going through school, going through the education system. Wasn't really classed as your most intelligent pupil in school. I wasn't diagnosed dyslexic until I was about 15 years old. So it was quite a struggle.
Racial abuse?
Racial abuse, yeah. Obviously, I don't look Irish, as I said.
But so you don't look that un-Irish, do you know
what
I mean?
I think back, I suppose, in the 90s, culturally, we weren't that fast here. I think, you know, we were still kind of getting to grips with cultures, and I think maybe that's what it was.
But your father's from Pakistan, your mother's from Ireland.
Yeah.
You look more, I think you kind of look more, you're kind of exotically Irish than you do Pakistan-y.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I think my family here always say, you look like your dad. And when I go over to my dad's side, they always say,
like,
oh, you look Irish, you look like your mom.
What sort of racial abuse would you get?
Oh, people calling me, you know, Paki, and people, you know, laughing at me. And then every time I talked to someone, I'd have a stammer. So they'd, you know, mock me for my stammer.
Did one feed the other? Did the abuse feed the stammer?
And I think because I was always confident, because my mom, who's my hero, always said to me, you know, don't let them get to you. Just be who you are. So it wouldn't stop me from talking. I'd still talk. I'd still say what I had to say.
You'd battle the stammer.
Oh, definitely. 100%. You know, I think I got that from my mom, who always said to me, you know, just fight through this, you know.
And I can hear the stammer just every so often coming out. And it's very discreet. It's very subtle.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
You haven't demolished it, if you like.
No, I mean, it's not something that you can ever... It's not something you'll overcome. Mm-hmm. It's something that will always be there. It's a part of me. I've just learned how to control it. I know when I'm really tired or when I'm really stressed or when I'm really nervous, it gets worse.
Yeah.
I've learned techniques of just breathing, of talking slow, of trying to pronounce everything as well as I possibly can.
You're thinking about the word as it comes out of the mouth.
Thinking about the word as it comes out. You know, it's a lot of effort because obviously a lot of brain power has to go into what word you're going to stammer on, trying to substitute that for a different word. But I've learned how to deal with it.
With aplomb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable talking to you this morning.
Thank you.
Can I ask you about the dyslexia then? Because, you know, it's quite a cauldron of experiences for a young woman or a young girl, you know, especially a teenager. Hard to be a teacher. One, then to be getting a bit of racial hassle, to say the least, then to have the stammer, which you have to overcome, and then I'd throw into the mix the dyslexia. Were you able to overcome that, or is that still an issue for you?
Well, dyslexia is never something that will go away.
Okay.
It's just something that you have to work with, and you have to understand how your brain works. As I said, I wasn't diagnosed dyslexic until I was 15. I went through primary and secondary school with teachers saying I was stupid, I need to be held back in class.
How are you still going?
I know.
You kept getting slaps all the way along.
You know, I've been through a lot, but you know what? It's made me stronger, and I've got to a point now where I've made it through. I've got a first class degree. I've got a master's.
Did you go to the Smurfit Business School?
I went to Smurfit Business School.
Not easy to get in there, not easy to get out of there alive, so congratulations.
I got a scholarship to go there.
Well done.
So, you know, I think it's for me now, it's just trying to inspire everyone else to say, look, you can go through an awful lot, but you can come out the other end.
I think you're a super role model, actually.
Oh, thank you very
I really
much.
Mean that. I hope that doesn't sound patronising.
No, not at all.
It's just because you're very genuine and listening to the things you've gone through and to come out the other side and with all your qualifications and everything in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. And I think you could probably put a lot of that down to your mum.
Yeah, 100%.
She sounds like a pretty strong lady.
She's my hero. I mean, she set an example for me. She always taught me, you know, to be who I am.
Is she in Waterford still?
She is in Waterford still, yeah. She's only recently gone back to college to do a degree. So
now that's where it
I've
all comes
inspired
from.
Her some of it as well, which is lovely. But I have to say, the reactions I've got on Twitter, on Facebook, you know, people's stories saying how inspired they are by me is inspiring me more.
Great.
Listening to the stories has been unbelievable.
So what do you want to do? I'm dying to know now, because that obviously the apprentice thing didn't work out.
Yeah.
So what is the plan?
What's the plan now? I want to pursue my business plan. Basically, it's a consultancy going into primary schools, secondary schools, universities, and going into multinational companies, working with them, with people who are dyslexic, and developing strategies for them to overcome it and how to deal with it, both in school and in the working environment.
Is it a good business plan? Are you confident in it? Or
100%.
Does it need tweaking? No, I'm not trying to be launched. I'm just trying to ask you, what are do you think?
You know, I don't think it needs tweaking at all. I think Lord Sugar didn't go with the business plan because it's more of a social conscious one. It's more of a, it's for the greater good. It's, there's definitely a market for it. There's definitely people there who need help, who want the help. And I just can't wait to get started.
Will you do this based in Ireland or back in the UK?
I will do this based in both. I'll do it in Ireland. I'm currently working with the company that I'm with now to start a workshop internally with them for people with dyslexia. I'm then hopefully going to broaden that and work with people who are dyspraxia, ADHD.
Oh, so broaden it out. Yeah. So you'll use your own company at the moment as a sort of incubator scenario. Yeah. And then if that works and catches fire and you learn from the mistakes, you broaden out in Ireland, then the UK, and then you become a global phenomenon.
Hopefully, that's the plan anyway.
I'm feeling very optimistic about this plan already, and I have no idea what it is. I have a rough idea, but not too much. Pamela, it's been lovely to see you.
Thank you
very much. For coming in to see us this morning.
My pleasure.
Because you add a bit of glamour as well to the world, which is great. It's not just brains, which is you're very fortunate in that combination. But what we'll do is we'll take a picture, if you don't mind, and put it on our Facebook page to share your you with everyone else. And we wish you well in all your endeavours.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in to see us.
My pleasure. All thank right, you very much.
See you soon.